as the Warriors head to Toronto for Game 1 of the NBA Finals against the Raptors, set for Thursday night at the Scotiabank Arena. This Warrior Sound update coming on this Tuesday travel day with the team departing for Canada. As we listen in to some of the talk around the finals, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this quick two-part episode starts with Mark Medina of the Bay Area News Group, joining NBA TV for an update before the series begins.
Starting with Kevin Durant, officially listed as out for Game 1, Boogie Cousins listed as questionable. So what is the latest on those two, starting with Boogie?
Well, as far as DeMarcus Cousins goes, he's been able to do on-court work for the past week, practicing with the team. He's done two full-court scrimmages. But the reality is DeMarcus has missed, you know, ever since Game 2 of the first-round series against the Clippers, and his conditioning needs a lot of work. I know just my own eye test, seeing him in parts of the scrimmage today, it's very apparent that, you know, he's struggling with that and getting up and down the floor. So I think the Warriors are just cognizant that, unlike how it was in the regular season when he was coming back from the Achilles tendon, it's not one of those things that they can just gradually throw him in there and increase his workload. This is the NBA Finals we're talking about. And so here I think the Warriors are trying to be fair to the idea that obviously DeMarcus is a proven all-star and he is their best center on the team, but they also want to go with just who's fully healthy and in rhythm. So I think what you're going to see with this rotation spot, just going to be very fluid, where, you know, you'll see a combination of maybe Draymond Green, Andrew Bogut, Kevon Looney, Jordan Bell, maybe even Jonas Jerebko at center. And obviously if DeMarcus can, you know, continue to make progress with his conditioning, he'll be there. But it seems like that'll really be determined just kind of on a case-by-case basis, depending on the matchups and how everyone else is playing.
So KD calls Steph the system. Now, you dug deep in your piece that's pinned on Twitter. So Steph's leadership through it all, the situation between Draymond and KD being the smoother over for that situation, welcoming Boogie in. Kerr even compares him to Tim Duncan. Speak a little bit on his leadership so far this season.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, because I think, you know, his value for the Warriors is obviously pretty well established. Like, he's one of the best shooters of all time, and he has all those qualities that you outlined that make him a good leader. But I in that piece that you're referencing, Draymond Green was saying, well, he's done all the things that we're familiar with, but there's been a lot of extra stuff this year, and one of the extra things involves Draymond and the argument that he had with Kevin Durant. And after that, you know, Steph was very instrumental in getting the two guys to coexist, even though that they, you know, mended fences by having some private conversations. He was the guy that kind of helped bridge the gap, where, you know, he talked with them individually, he talked with the front office and the coaching staff, and it was a real feeling that, you know, that example kind of epitomized how he tries to, you know, bring a lot of stability to the organization, because he doesn't politic or pick favorites or anything. He's really about trying to establish purity of what's best for the team and making everyone feel empowered. So I think that you could argue that, as impressive as he is as a scorer and a shooter, he's a lot more valuable for what he's done with just bringing everyone together.
Also, the NBA TV Game Time crew with Jared Greenberg, Greg Anthony, and Brendan Haywood talked about their thoughts on how the Warriors should approach defending Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi has been almost impossible to stop over the first three rounds of these playoffs. So tell us, fellas, how are the Golden State Warriors going to game plan to try and slow down Kawhi Leonard?
I think one of the biggest things you have to do when you're playing against somebody that's that talented is make sure that it's a group and team effort. Make sure the lane is cluttered, make him see bodies, force Kawhi to kick the ball to other players. So when he posts up and gets into that mid-range area, sometimes you might want to load up, give a little bit more help. Sometimes you want to mix it up coming out of a timeout, throw a double team at him, make him think about where the double's coming from. Just give him a lot of different looks and try not to make him feel comfortable. And also, you want to mix up your defenders. Give him a little bit of Draymond, a little bit of Iguodala. Of course, if Kevin Durant plays, you want to mix him in there. Klay Thompson. Give him a lot of different looks, a couple of different feels, and that's what you really want to do. You want to make sure that you just basically try to confuse him at times. But he's so great. He's going to get his numbers. You just want to make him be inefficient.
Well, that's the point. And with all great players, the reality is this. You don't stop great players. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is limit the easy ones. You want to make them earn. If he gets 30, you want him to earn it. You don't want to give him four dunks. and 16 free throws.
Right.
You want to make him shoot contested jump shots. And if you can do that, you've done your job. Now, what great players do, they make contested shots.
Right.
But by making him take contested shots, you allow yourself to keep bodies on bodies. You limit offensive rebound opportunities. And you also can stay out of foul trouble. And I think that to me is, and it's the same for Golden State. Those are the most important. You don't want to give those great players too many easy baskets. That's when the game gets hard, when those guys get those easy ones, because then even for great players, it's not a matter of their confidence, but they feel good. You don't want him to feel good when he's out on the floor.
More coverage ahead from Toronto. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sam.